Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. And what a great hour we've got lined up. Right off the bat, we're going to be telling you about some breaking news just in the last couple of days. The folks at Mazda have revealed to the world the 2006 MX-5 Miata, and we have the chief designer for that vehicle, our good friend Derek Jenkins, standing by. Also in this hour, we're going to be joined by esteemed automotive journalist Larry Edsel. He's got the website iZoom.com. He also writes for ClassicCars.com and has written a gazillion books, and he's a really cool guy. He'll be with us also in this hour. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, every time I go to any of the big auto shows, it is always a pleasure to sit across the table from this gentleman, or from time to time, sometimes he gives me a personal walk around one of his designs. And one of his designs recently debuted, and I know that there were a ton of people, including myself, watching online at YouTube as it was revealed. It's the next generation of the beloved Mazda Miata MX-5 for 2016. And to tell us all about his design, it's the great Derek Jenkins. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'll tell you,
it's been an exciting week.
It definitely must be. You must be really coming down from it, and I'm sure it's the buzz from it is going to last for quite some time. Number one, I mean, what a great project for you to wrap your arms around. I mean, the Miata is the best-selling roadster of all time, and to be able to design the next incarnation, I mean, what a great thrill and honor I imagine it must have been for you.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, as a designer, you have, you know, a lot of opportunities, and often you have to get really excited about working on an SUV or a compact car, and all projects are a lot of fun, let's be honest. But when something like this comes along, you really are kind of at another level in terms of responsibility and just the respect you have to give a project like this. So it was just thrilling and at the same time very daunting, because there's so many people that love all three generations and have huge expectations, and you know, you want to please people with something like this. It's a big task.
It was a cool way that you guys did this reveal, too. I mean, normally these reveals are done first to the press at an international auto show or one of the big four here in North America, but you guys decided to take it to the internet, to the world, and you did it at a very apropos place. Tell our listeners a little bit about the details of the reveal.
Yeah, so we did a global reveal, which I think is just such a nice thing to do, because the car really has a global following. We did it here in Monterey, California, Barcelona, Spain, and Tokyo, Japan. And in my case, you know, we're up here in Monterey, and of course that's the home of Mazda Raceway Laguna Seca. So a lot of the activities took place in and around this area. And then in our case, we had a private hangar set up for the reveal, and went through the whole presentation, and then Of course, we had our favorite 80s band come on board, and Duran Duran played a great set for us. So it was a true celebration, I'll put it that way.
It all happened just a few days back on September 3rd, the all-new 2016 Mazda MX-5 Miata. It is a beautiful design, seeing the photographs, seeing the video that I've seen. Give our listeners and myself a little verbal walk around the vehicle. I know that you guys have done a lot of concept vehicles over the year, which has shown the future design language of various products from the Mazda portfolio. Tell us about how this evolution of the new Miata began and how it was finalized.
Well, you know, any program, there's a long kind of gestation of concepts that take place from scale model to full-size model, and this project was no different in that we've been working on it for a good three and a half years, developing ideas from all of the studios around the world. Ours here in California, our colleagues in Frankfurt, Germany, and as well Tokyo, Japan. And really, at the very beginning, you know, we were playing with a range of concepts from more evolutionary and mm-hmm. directly connected to the first generation car, I would say, through to the other end of the spectrum, which was much more, let's say, avant-garde and modern type of design. And that was really ultimately what the whole project came down to, because on one hand, we wanted to balance in respect kind of the original cars. You know, we felt that was very important to understand that DNA and that quintessential roadster qualities. But at the other, you know, also to appeal to the following we have with this car and the expectations. On the other hand, we felt a strong need to move the car into the future and really try to capture the fascination of the modern enthusiast, you know, try and broaden a little bit the audience and the new buyer to the mark. So in the end, what I think we found was a balance between that classic and the modern. And, you know, I can run through a few examples. And starting with the overall silhouette of the car, we managed to keep the hood of the car really, really low, get the A-post of the car farther back. So the car has this really long, swooping hood. And very, you know, gives it that classic feeling, and also the car is a lot lower and wider now. Mm-hmm. Without getting any longer, it's still very, very compact. So the overall impression, especially in person, is that the car has gotten even more roadworthy, more low slung, and I'm just so excited about the proportions of this car. So this was probably the biggest change. And then of course you come around the front of the car. And the face of the car has gotten a lot more kind of sporty, low slung, and a lot more confident. We wanted the face of the car to be able to, despite being a fairly small roadster, to still have that confidence on the road, you know. And that was something that we were getting a lot of feedback from enthusiasts over the years, going to Cars and Coffee, coming up to the raceway and going to the Miata reunion events. Especially with our younger enthusiasts, they're saying, you know, we'd like to see the car get a little bit more aggressive, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to bring that into the front of the car quite a bit. So I'm quite pleased with the way that's come out.
I really love what you've done with the front of the car. And as you say, the silhouette, I love the fact that it's lower and wider, and it's got just an awful lot of curves on it. I mean, this vehicle, when I see it in person, I'm sure it's going to shine even more. But even in photographs, there's a lot of design texture in this vehicle, a lot of subtle curves, not unlike, except in sports car form, but not unlike the Mazda 6, which is a vehicle that I'm a huge fan of, that when you look at it from various angles, you'll see a lot of hidden details. And I can see in the photographs here, there are a lot of hidden details here in the MX-5 Miata for 2016.
Yeah, no question about it. And one of the interesting things was with this car, as we were evolving the Kodo form language, through our generations of vehicles, through the Mazda 6 and CX-5 and Mazda 3. When it came to working on the MX-5, we wanted to keep the car fairly clean. We didn't
hold that thought for a second, Derek. We'll finish up on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got over.
Straight ahead, we got Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist, editorial director at ClassicCars.com. We're finishing up with Derek Jenkins. I promised Derek the chief designer of Mazda, the man behind the 2016 Mazda MX-5 Miata. Derek, I promised your PR folks I would only keep you 10 minutes, but I just love talking with you. So tell us a little bit more for a couple more minutes about what you've done with all the subtleties of this design.
Yeah, you know, it's just there's so many points on this car, but I think the biggest thing is how we evolved the Kodo form language with the car. We wanted to keep the car in the family with the other cars, with the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and so on. But one of the key differences is you'll notice that the body side of the car doesn't have any hard lines or creases. It's all about the subtlety of form, the subtlety of volume and movement throughout the side of the car. And if you study that in person, you get a lot of exactly what you're talking about, these subtle form transitions that are actually quite difficult to pick up in pictures. But if you look closely, you can see some of that. And that was really important for a couple of reasons, because we wanted the car to have that dynamic quality, dynamic movement through the body. But at the same time, all the MX-5s, all three generations, had very simple surfaces, you know, and we wanted to stay true to that. And then the last big point I wanted to talk about is the interior. The interior on this car was the biggest priority in terms of MX-5 history. We put so much into it, A, to try and maintain this ideal driver position, really close proximity to the dash. Everything's very symmetrical and within easy reach. But the other thing was really updating all the materials, updating the connectivity and technology without distracting from the driving experience. So there's a whole new feeling when you sit in this car that's unlike any MX-5 that's come before.
It looks absolutely beautiful. Derek, we'll get you back for a much longer visit, and I can't wait to see the vehicle in person, but congratulations on the official world debut of the 2016 MX-5 Miata from Mazda.
Appreciate it, Bob. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Have a fun day, my friend. Thanks again.
I will. Take care. Good talking to you.
Great talking with you. Always a pleasure to talk to Derek. Always a pleasure to talk to this next gentleman. We've been keeping him on hold. We were going to do a whole hour with him today and just had a last chance opportunity to get Derek on the program with us. And so I know he would understand, because this is a big story. Larry Edsel is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's got a wonderful website called iZoom.com. He's also the editorial director for ClassicCars.com, and Larry has written a ton of books, absolutely a ton of books. And Larry, you're listening to Derek, and certainly this is big news in the automotive world, a new Miata, the world's best-selling roadster of all time.
Oh, absolutely. And, I thought it was interesting hearing him talk about, especially about the side of the car. Because I know in the pictures I've seen, people have said to me, so what do you think of the new Miata? And I've said to them all, I'm withholding any judgment until I see it, well, I want to say in the flesh, but actually in the sheet metal. Because
yep.
I've been at this long enough to know I've seen cars at auto shows that on the stand look spectacular. And then you see them on the street and you're like, what did I see there
mm-hmm.
that I like? And I've seen other cars that I've thought, wow, that looks like nothing at an auto show, and you see it on the street, and it just comes alive. And my impression of seeing the photographs of the new Miata was, wow, it looks an awful lot, to me, it looks a lot like the previous one. And I keep thinking, it can't. He was talking about these subtle things, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it on the street, because those subtleties really pop when you get out in the sunlight.
Absolutely. That is so true, Larry. I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same way when I see stuff at auto shows. It's a lot different when you see it actually on the street. And speaking of being on the street and on the road, you, my friend, have been the traveling man. Where are you? Are you down in my neck of the woods in Florida right now?
Oh, I was in your neck of the woods until Friday morning. And then I left Venice, Florida on Friday morning, and I'm now in Smithfield, Virginia, on my way back to Michigan, on my way back to Phoenix.
Wow.
So this part of my summer trip, I started in Michigan. I went to Bowling Green, Kentucky, and spent 3 days at the Corvette Museum for the 20th anniversary of the museum. Then went to Florida to see my mom. Now I'm in Virginia visiting my youngest daughter and her family. And, I think somebody said, how many miles did he put on your truck this summer? And I think I'm right about 24,000 so far.
That's great. But, I mean, you make it a real road trip. I mean, like you say, you stop along the way and you check out all the cool happenings, whether it's in the realm of automobiles or our equal passion, and that being baseball. You like checking out all the cool sites along the way. Let's talk a little bit about the Corvette Museum. I've done a couple of broadcasts from there when the Corvette turned 50, having owned and still own a C5 Corvette. I'm a big Corvette guy. And they suffered a real tragedy a number of months ago with the floor collapsing underneath the museum, bringing into this sinkhole a lot of one-of-a-kind vehicles. General Motors has since risen to the occasion and said, we're gonna fix all these vehicles. How is it coming? And did you see the place where this actually occurred?
What they've now decided, they actually had, during the celebration, they had a board meeting. They really, you know, the sinkhole is underneath the Sky Dome, which was a big display area, and the Corvette Hall of Fame, where they had all the plaques of the people up. And on February, I think it was the 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
12th. February 12th. The ground basically opened up underneath this building and swallowed 8 of the cars. So they've extracted the cars. They brought in scientists and engineers and actually sat through a wonderful hour and a half lecture by a geologist who was talking about why this cave. Basically, there was a cave under the building that they didn't know about because, and as he pointed out, first of all, the museum has done an amazing job in turning a lemon into lemonade. Their visitors are up. They've been very upfront about what happened. The plan was to restore the 8 cars. Well, actually, they're only going to restore 3 of them, and they're going to keep the other 5 as a permanent display of what happened.
Wow.
They had hoped, actually, to keep part of the hole available for people to see in the future, and it would just be too expensive. So they're actually going to, starting in November, they're going to fill it in and put it back the way it was and just do a display on what happened. And then the restoring 3 of the cars, the ones that were the least damaged. And but it's just a fascinating thing. Well, one of the things that came out in this geologist's report was that not only was this an opportunity for the museum to do some things, but it was an opportunity for geologists to see if their new technology worked.
Oh,
and,
cool.
So now we have technology where before they build, they could find places like this and not build over them.
Oh, what a great story.
And
they come back.
And they've proven it with the building.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Little Red Corvette by the artist Prince. Perfect bumper back as Larry Edsel continues to tell us about his recent visit to the Corvette Museum. And Larry, of course, is an esteemed automotive journalist. iZoom.com is his own personal website, editorial director for ClassicCars.com. He's written a whole slew of books for Motor Books International. And just before the break there, he's telling us about geologists checking out and evaluating the situation at the collapse of the within the sinkhole in the Corvette Museum, which happened last February. And because of this, they are now going to be able to test places for the possibility of sinkholes before they actually build a building. I mean, it gets you worrying a little bit because you never know. It is true, Larry. I mean, I never had seen anything like this happen. I've seen it happen on streets after flooding, but to have a collapse like that and the fact that you were able to watch it on the security video, I mean, it was an eerie thing that went down last February.
As far as they know. And one of the things the scientists pointed out was that 20 years ago when they built the building, they did not have technology to know it was there. And they've recently at Western Kentucky University, which is in the same town, they've actually come up with machinery that measures the variation in the internal gravity of rocks. And they can tell, they can basically do underground maps that are accurate within millimeters. And they were able to use that to test while they were exploring this hole, and they found out this stuff really works. So now they know they can use it in the future before they build a building. So it's it's just a case of something that seems like a disaster that actually ends up having a lot of very positive things come from it.
Yeah, that's great news. The Corvette Museum, if you've never been there, you must check it out. It's a really cool design. The building itself is a very unique design. And, of course, it's located right directly across the street from the Corvette factory where they're building the 2015 Corvette Stingrays and Z06 variants, no doubt, in the not-too-distant future. And that's a cool thing as well. Larry, I haven't taken a tour of the plant. Would love to do so someday. Have you had that opportunity?
Yeah, and actually, and now there's a third leg on the Corvette stool, because just across the other highway from the museum and from the factory, the assembly plant, they've just opened last weekend their new motorsports park, which basically is two interconnected racetracks.
Oh, wow.
And the idea is you can, well, actually, Ron Fellows is going to start a school there, teaching people basically how to drive their Corvettes fast and safe.
Excellent.
Right there. So the idea is you can order your Corvette from your local dealer, but you can opt to take delivery at the museum. So you go down to Bowling Green, you go across the street, you go through the assembly plant and see them building cars, including yours. You come back to the museum, they hand you the keys to your car, and you can take it across the other street now and learn how to drive it from professional drivers.
Oh, that is wonderful.
It's a really great thing. And it's one of the few, you know, not only is Corvette the American sports car, but it's one of the few cars that you can actually go see be built, whether, you know, you're buying a Corvette or not, because it's one of the few assembly plants that actually still does tours. And I've done the tour a couple of times, and it's fascinating. They do a really good job, and they answer your questions. You walk right parallel to the line. You see it being built. You see the cars being built, and it's just a great experience. And the museum is, even if you don't like Corvettes, the museum is certainly worth going to.
Oh, it definitely is. And as you say, that delivery program that they have down there, lots of people love to take advantage of that. And they really make you a VIP, to say the least. And I just yesterday, I saw that Hertz is actually renting. I drove by a Hertz agency, and out front was a beautiful silver 2014 Stingray. I still, believe it or not, have not been behind the wheel of this vehicle. I've been promised that it's going to happen in the coming weeks, and I'm hoping so. And, of course, around the bend, we've got the most powerful Corvette to date, the Z06, 650 horsepower, 650 pound-feet of torque, sticker price around $80,000. And considering that the ZR1 from the previous generation, you know, was $100,000 to $120,000 and didn't have this type of performance, that is quite a bargain. And it's also available with an 8-speed automatic, which reportedly is faster than the traditional stick.
Well, I'm sure it is, but there is something about shifting your own car that's just so appealing,
yep.
Especially in a sports car. And it keeps you even more engaged with the car and the road. But, you know, it's funny when you stop and think about the new Stingray is phenomenal to drive. And it's like, what more could you possibly want? And, of course, now there's coming the Z06 that has the more that you could possibly want. But it's like, I keep laughing and I'm thinking, you know, 550 horsepower isn't enough. Yikes. And then the remarkable thing about the new Corvette, too, is not only do you have all that power, but you get like 28, 29, 30 miles per gallon when you're just cruising down the highway.
Absolutely amazing.
I know when I was doing the book on the development of the new car, the engineers kept saying to me that people who own Corvettes, it's the highest mileage MPG car that they own, because usually their other car is a big full-size truck or a full-size SUV that might get 15 to 20 miles a gallon, so that when they need to get good highway mileage, they take their Corvettes. It was hard for me to get my mind around that thought, but it's true.
It is. It's remarkable what computer technology and engineering has done. And speaking of that book, I can't wait to see it. Tell our listeners all about this Corvette book. Is it officially wrapped up and done?
Yeah, it's done. It's out. Actually, that's one of the reasons I was at the museum, was they asked me to come down and sign a bunch of books for people. So for an hour or so for each of the days I was there, I sat at a table out in the hallway and signed books, and it was a great experience talking to people. And the funny thing is, some people brought their books or bought their books, and then some other people, I signed a jacket, I signed a model car. To me, the most interesting thing I signed was the employees at the assembly plant do their own cookbook, and one of them brought the cookbook and was asking those of us who they thought were celebrities, which I had trouble wrapping my head around that one too, and they had us all sign the cookbook. And I cook sometimes, but I've never been asked to sign a cookbook before, so that was kind of fun.
That is great. You, of course, wrote a wonderful book chronicling the new Camaro, which has done extraordinarily well. And just being down here in Florida, I'm noticing there's just so many Camaros on the road. There's no doubt that the Mustang, which dominated that marketplace for years, since this new Camaro has come on board, the Camaro has made a huge dent, because there are definitely more Camaros down here in Florida than I see Mustangs. They're all great cars. But tell our listeners a little bit about this process of chronicling the all-new Stingray. This was a big vehicle, to say the least, for the Corvette. When you look at the history of the Corvette, the C5, I think, was a groundbreaking vehicle. And then I think this one, when we come back, you'll talk about it, is the next real groundbreaker. More with Larry Ensel straight ahead.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio, or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Larry Edsel is with us, the author of umpteen books, the editorial director for Cars.com and iZoom.com. Check that one out. And Larry has just released a new book about this new 2014 C7 Stingray Corvette. It's a groundbreaking vehicle. And when I look back at Corvette history, certainly the C4 was a big step over the C3. The C3 ran a long, long time. The C5, maybe I'm partial because I own one. I mean, this car really raised the bar with that transmission being rear-mounted, getting rid of those sills, getting in and out of the car, the hydroform rails, the whole bit. C6 to me was kind of a warmed-up version of the C5 with, of course, some great models along the way, the ZR1 and the Z06. But this all-new one, the C7, really is another one of these really groundbreaking vehicles in the 60-year history of the Corvette.
Yeah, and you were asking about, you know, the process of doing a book like this. Basically, it starts about 2 years before the car comes out, in meetings with engineers and designers and product planners. And the big job is to convince them that you're not going to squeal.
Yeah.
And share their secrets before the book comes out. And then once you do that, it's just a matter of sitting down. And I know I did a couple sessions with exterior and interior designers on what they were thinking and why they were doing what they were doing, and several with engineers. And basically, yeah, this new Corvette, I mean, it's still a Corvette, but it's really a whole new car.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in the way it looks, but especially in the way it drives. And one of my biggest surprises doing the book was that when they got all done with the car, that it basically costs the same as the old car.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how can they do that with all this new technology? And, you know, they just become so much more efficient at doing what they do. But I was surprised. And granted, you know, it's not an inexpensive, you know, it's not an entry-level inexpensive car. But performance for the dollar, there's nothing on the road in the world that comes close to it. You know, one of the things that people keep saying is, if the Corvette was, for example, built in Europe, it would probably be three times as expensive as it is. So, and sure, you get the bonus of 30 miles per gallon on the highway.
Amazing, absolutely. And as you say, there are so many nuances to this vehicle. The advanced materials, the roof, the removable roof is now carbon fiber. The hood is carbon fiber. The way that they've raised the bar on the interior, this all-new engine, which, as you say, delivers just incredible performance numbers as well as incredible fuel economy. The criticism that had been about the interior, the way it's been addressed with the wonderful seats and all the great electronics and certainly stylistically, I mean, this is one really good-looking vehicle, even from a distance. Even if you're not a car person, I've been with folks who mistake it for a Ferrari.
Oh, right, right. You know, and it's funny because one of the things they had to do with the design was to justify doing a new Corvette. It had to appeal to customers not only in North America but around the world. So it had to have a little more, we'll call it European flair to the design. But the biggest issue, I think, on the design, and the thing that really told me what the commitment was what they had done on the interior. And to the point that they thought they were done with the interior. And they're all done. They make their final presentation and before the Christmas holiday. And after the Christmas holiday, they're told, you know what, it's just not what we want. Start over. And they went on this crash course to redo. They basically redid the entire interior in about 3 months because to get it to where they needed it to be and mm-hmm. have the appeal that the car had to, and they were willing to spend the money and do it, which tells me a lot about, you know, how the new GM really wants to operate. I'm not sure they do in all cases, but I think this is an example of given the money and all that, what they are capable of doing.
That's absolutely incredible. And Larry, for those of our listeners who would like to get a copy of your book chronicling the development of this very important Stingray, who is the publisher and where can folks get a hold of it?
It's the publisher is Motor Books, so you can get it through motorbooks.com. You can also, you know, go to Amazon and get it delivered in a couple of days. So it's funny at the museum, or, you know, they come up almost apologetically saying, "Would you sign my book?" And there were a couple of us signing books, and we all said, "You know, this is what we live for. Authors love signing books. You don't have to apologize to us to ask us to sign a book. We're always glad to sign books. That's kind of the reward. That's kind of the reward for the 18 months of work into those kind of things." So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I can't wait. I'm going to have to get with Nicole at Motorbooks, make sure she gets me a copy. We'll get you back on. We'll do a full hour exclusively on the book, and maybe I can get Nicole to give a free one to one of our listeners who will absolutely love it.
I was going to say, it's funny. I've seen a copy of the book. Well, I signed several. But people said, "Have you read it?" And I'm like, you know, I've been on the road for so long. I'm told there are my two boxes of books are sitting on the floor of my foyer at home, waiting for me to get home and open them. So I don't have a copy with me either.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's talk about all the great things that you're doing on the classic car side of the fence. Editorial director for ClassicCars.com. Talk about a win-win situation for the owners and a win-win situation for yourself.
Well, actually, I'll be as short as I can. ClassicCars.com, when I left Auto Week to go to Phoenix at the end of 1999, it was to be the editor of something called GoRacing.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who had owned that website, based in Boston, and sold it to a company in Phoenix, was Roger Falzioni.
Yep.
And I was there 6 weeks, and the guy who bought the site said, "I don't want to do this anymore," and shut it down. So... Anyway, Roger and I have now kind of reconnected. Well, we stayed close anyway. But we've reconnected, and he had started this website called ClassicCars.com about 5 years ago or so. And it's basically a classified advertising site for people with classic cars who want to sell them or people who want to buy them. It's become the largest of its kind in the world. It has more cars available than eBay Motors, than AutoTrader.com, than Hemmings, than anybody. It's the largest site of its kind in the world. And they decided that they needed something else for people who were coming but didn't necessarily just want to buy and sell cars, wanted to read about them. So last December, we agreed to start a blog. And the idea was it was going to probably be maybe Monday through Friday. Well, it quickly became a seven-day-a-week project. And Bob Goffin, who used to write for the Arizona Republic and for Speed TV, and I are the primary writers, but we have kind of a network of writers and photographers around the country, and, well, in around the world, I guess. And we're covering all the news we can on the classic car hobby and industry. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're having a good time, and it's growing quickly. And every day, you know, a few hundred more people come to the site. And I think from what they told me when I talked to them the other day, I think last month we had more than 100,000 people come to the site to read about classic car news, which they were all very excited about. And so it's been a lot of fun, and it's keeping me busy and young. And we're having a good time with it. And so as I travel, on my way from Michigan to the Corvette Museum, I stopped and I did a story on, there's a wonderful Hudson Museum in Shipshawana, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Then I went over to South Bend, Indiana, and spent half a day at the Studebaker Museum. And I went to the Corvette Museum. So I did three stories on the Corvette Museum, and in the next week or two, we'll do the stories on the Hudson Museum and the Studebaker Museum. And we're also about halfway through a six-part series on the Gilmore Car Museum, which is just outside Kalamazoo, Michigan, and is one of the best car museums in the world. But it's located in a place that you have to want to go there, but it's certainly worth going there.
Very well said. Larry, we're going to get you back for a full hour real soon. Safe travels. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.